AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. Matt Hunter, have you tested your tires today, Hunter?
Oh, God, they're no good.
I'm not talking about the tread necessarily, but you having some issues out there sliding around?
Yes.
It's always kind of a nice reminder to remember where exactly all the slippery spots are. I come down from Hopkins, so I take the crosstown exit to 212. And there's a little part where it goes under the crosstown there.
Yeah.
And if you're hitting that thing just right, it's a little icy, you go right to the side there. I remember that. That one's looking fine. I'm kind of surprised, once again, that we didn't get Salt and Cruz out on these roads last night.
Yeah, I know. I was driving around last night. There was nothing.
And they had a ton of accidents. Not necessarily talking about the tread of your vehicle. Have you checked your tire pressure lately?
No.
So I'm coming out of the gym today. Boom. All of a sudden, it's got a flat. It's saying I got a flat. All my tires in my car were about 10 pounds lighter because of the air temperature change.
Oh, wow.
So I go over to this gas station, and I'm putting air in the tires. There must have been 20 cars waiting for the air gauge.
I'm going to have to check that, actually.
Yeah. Just don't worry. It wasn't the cold weather. I flattened your tire. You're welcome. And so be careful driving out there. Are we supposed to get more snow?
Yeah, a little bit more.
What are they saying?
I don't know exactly how much.
Okay, this is okay. We're supposed to be an information station here. Let me see if I got the old morning.
A chance of snowfall, like a 50% chance, but
less than half an inch possible this afternoon, tonight. Gusty winds, although that'll make it magical. So get that. Remember that little light, less than half an inch. Guess what? It's going to be back up in the air again. Good deal. Sunday is less than half an inch on Saturday night, Veterans Day, no precipitation, then it clears on out. And as a matter of fact, they're saying it's going to be back up by next weekend. It's going to be back up in the 40s again.
Yeah.
So a week from this weekend. So, you know, that will melt everything out so you can go back out and get all those leaves up again. So the stuff that's buried under snow right now. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. I will talk more about veterans issues, but of course, Veterans Day on Sunday, the 11th. Thank you to everyone who served out there, to the family members of soldiers across the country. I appreciate your sacrifice, your service as well. As a veteran myself, U.S. Army, yes. And they, by the way, had a nice win over Air Force. Very nice win over Air Force. Although, who are the knuckleheads that took the bird? Did you hear about this?
No.
The Air Force Falcon that they have. They actually have a Falcon on the sidelines, and some cadets took the bird, and they almost killed it.
Oh, no.
Unintentionally.
That's got to be a high crime, too, actually.
Well, okay. What are you, Archie and Jughead? Come on, stop with stealing the other team's mascot. God, I mean, it's like a Monsters University episode. I mean, and it was really tragic because unintentionally, no one was like beating up on the bird. It wasn't like there was a bunch of army guys holding the bird down in a fight, you know, like it was a bar.
Good.
Although I shouldn't give these guys clearly not that idea. But apparently the Army Air Force game, they got into their little hijinks and they stole the Air Force Falcon and it got damaged. And they were concerned they might have to euthanize it. The good news is it checked out. They got it back. They actually flew the bird by itself on the charter plane back to Colorado.
Oh, wow.
To the Air Force Academy. And it got a clean bill of health. It survived. It's fine. But stop with that, guys.
Yeah.
I'm Army. I'm proud Army. And I salute you all on Veterans Day. But come on. We're better than that. I will actually, when I get into Veterans Day, I will explain to you exactly how a Republican can get my vote.
Oh.
How a Republican could get my vote. I'll explain that a little bit later. But I do want to take some time to begin with here to once again broach the subject of what are you Republicans going to do now? Because this is an interesting problem you guys have created for yourself. This is an AP story, which is pretty remarkable. Behind each election lies a troubling familiar trend for Republicans. They keep losing ground in Minnesota's metropolitan core and surrounding suburbs. Former Governor Tim Pawlenty stitched together the party's last statewide victory in 2006 by holding pace in the state's population centers. 47% of the vote in Minnesota's seven-county metropolitan area while winning over the rural voters. Okay, so in 2006, 12 years ago, Pawlenty was able to win. Now, reminder, too, it should be noted that Duluth media did everything in their best to hand that election. Mike Hatch would have won that race on the re-election if not for the Duluth media basically imploding that race, you know, purposely. If that election was held one day later, the Democrat would have won. But still, he did pull a 47% out of the metro core. The GOP share of the urban-suburban vote has steadily slipped. Johnson lost to outgoing Democratic Governor Mark Dayton in 2014, thanks largely to a 133,000 vote edge in the metro. Now, Johnson in that year, in 2014, he was just not a good candidate. And I'll just be blunt. I mean, he wasn't, and I don't know to a point. I know you got brand loyalty on the Republican side to a point, to a fault, but you know Johnson. Yeah. He wasn't a great guy. And so that 133 vote edge in 2014 was part of the reason why he lost. On Tuesday night, Walls beat Johnson in the same seven counties of Hennepin, Ramsey, Anoka, Washington, Dakota, Carver, and Scott by 372,000 votes. The suburbs were a massacre, former Republican House Minority Leader Marty Seifert said. The pathway to victory is going to have to be cobbling together a coalition that runs through the suburbs into rural Minnesota. You can't have one or the other. You've got to have both. We're going to have to do some soul searching, he added. Democrats won 17 GOP-held districts to retake the majority, all but one in the Minneapolis area suburbs. The 18th potential flip of Bemidji House seat will be subject to a state-funded recount. Former Democratic Representative John Purcell, yay, won back his district by just 8 votes, according to an unofficial resort. That's every vote counts, folks. Every vote counts. Absolutely. The Republican Party leadership of right now is out of touch with urban and suburban voters. I don't think they're getting these voters back unless they change what their party is about, said incoming Speaker of the Minnesota House, Melissa Hortman. And by the way, I want to repeat that. This is the best synopsis of your problems by the incoming Speaker. This is actually, you should take this to heart. The Republican Party leadership of right now is out of touch with urban and suburban voters. I don't think that they're getting these voters back unless they change what their party is about, said Hortman, adding the Democratic suburban candidates put gun restrictions, abortion access, and public school funding in the heart of their campaigns. And they won. We've talked a lot about how the Republicans, this has been a long path to get to this point where they are losing on this level. It started back when, in the first decade of the 21st century, where they basically stopped running candidates or funding candidates. They were running, the Republicans did run, but they are basically like free agents or, you know, temp workers. They were not real Republicans. They were just someone who would be willing to take the Republican mantle because they weren't going to throw any money behind you. And if someone wanted to run on their own and they wanted to fund their own campaign, okay, more power to them. Then we're running someone. But they stopped caring about the urban core. They haven't run candidates, real legit candidates, in any of those in St. Paul or Minneapolis in a while. Then that started growing. I mean, they used to try to win the southwest part of Minneapolis by the lakes. Stop doing that. You're not really running decent candidates there. I live in Hopkins. I haven't had it. The last Republican that you had was a decent candidate was Jim Rhodes. And I like Jim Rhodes, and I voted for Jim Rhodes. I've often said, he was the last Republican I voted for until Steve Simon ran against him, and our Secretary of State was just that good. And frankly, it was a no-brainer. And I like, Jim Rhodes was a guy I would support, and I still went with just Steve Simon was that good. But the reality is that Jim Rhodes even told us afterwards, we said, are you going to run again? He said, I'm probably not going to, because he said the GOP is saying there's not going to be much money for me if I do run again. They were pulling their money out of the first-tier suburbs at that point. That was back in the first decade of the 21st century. The Republicans have slowly been pulling their money back. They like to win. There's some glamour seats they like to try to win. They like to try to win Edina. They want to try to win Wayzata and around Lake Minnetonka. They want to win out in, you know, the east metro on the St. Croix River. But the reality is they're losing because their entire narrative has been those big city slickers, they're trying to force their way on us. And don't get me wrong, you got some people in Lakeville and some people in Maple Grove and some people in Plymouth and some people in Afton who might be like, yeah, those city slickers. But you're starting to get more and more of those people saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm a city slicker. Hey, I work in the urban core. I'm one of those latte drinkers that you're kind of bashing on. I like a good latte. They're tasty. You're losing because this city is growing, and what you consider to be safe territory is no longer safe. I'll give you another great analogy. This year, through the kids' sports and through going out and helping some campaigns in outstate Minnesota, I went to church 5 times out in rural Minnesota, 3 times to Catholic churches, 2 times to other kinds of churches, and I went, and every time, what was the sermon? The entire sermon was about how you're going to burn in hell if you're a sinner. And there was also a lot about abortion. And there was a lot about, and there was even one case where it was basically a railing against gay rights. They're trying to force their evil will on us. You can't allow this to happen. You go to church in the metro area. What is the primary message you're getting here? Feeding the hungry, taking care of, you know, all that pesky Bible stuff, feeding the hungry, taking care of the sick, taking care of the homeless, welcoming in strangers from strange lands. That's what you get. Justice. My gosh, I go to a Catholic church in Eden Prairie and they preach justice for all constantly. They preach justice for all constantly. There was nothing like that you heard out in conservative churches. In the conservative rural America churches, it was that none of that stuff existed in Ann. They weren't talking about feeding the hungry. They weren't talking about, doesn't mean that there are not hungry people out there. Doesn't mean that that's not a main tent pole of Christianity. They are more concerned about preaching a conservative political narrative than they are about actually embracing the church. And in the metro core, where we do have a lot more homelessness, rural America's got homelessness and they got hunger and they've got all these problems too. It's just, it's easier to not see it or to avoid seeing it in rural America than it is here. And we see it all the time here if you work in the metro area. And so it becomes a bigger issue to make sure that, you know, there are kids at every school district, I don't care where you are, that are hungry every day. We want to make sure that that's not something that's going on. We want health care for everyone. Dear God, I mean, that's a major tentpole of religion. The practicality of what is taught in churches here is very different out there. And that's where you get this divide. Because the Republican Party, where are they going to go at this point? There is nowhere else for them to go. They are going to have to completely reinvent themselves. Because even this last time, what did they do this last time? They tried to hide. They try to hide in plain sight. Ellen Cousins and Dario Anselmo are just two of the guys that ran out there saying, I'm for better communities. I'm for better neighborhoods. What the hell does that mean? You didn't even put Republican anywhere on your website or on your literature or on your campaign signs. You were trying to hide in plain sight because even you know your brand is broken in the metro area and in the suburbs. So what are you going to do? You're going to go rail against public schools? A lot of people in the metro area love their public schools. They got really good public schools in the suburbs. Good luck in Minnetonka talking about how you want to shut down the public schools and build charter schools. You want to talk about how you don't need any new road construction or mass transit? That's already blown up in your face a few times. My only guess is they're going to try to, MS-13 is here to get grandpa. That's probably their only answer. That is because anything else they have to do, they have to go back and change at the core who the Republicans are. And they're not going to do that. They like being who they are. They like only caring about the wealthy people that bankroll their campaigns or give them jobs after they're done. That's all these people are. So they don't give a rat's ass about you as constituents. They don't care. And what this election really signifies is their tricks did not work. None of them worked. They even got to the point where they were trying to disguise themselves as, what party am I from? Not going to let you know. And that didn't work. Once again, let me read this again. The Republican Party leadership of right now is out of touch with urban and suburban voters. I don't think they're going to be getting those voters back unless they change what their party is about. That's absolutely the truth. And so if you're a Republican, here's what you need to stop with this asinine metro versus country crap, because the metro is, there are more people in the metro than in the country, and you won't win statewide races. You need to stop with this limited, narrow-minded agenda, and you need to maybe start putting out some metro-friendly policies on public school and on transportation and on gun control. But who here, I mean, seriously, let me ask you guys. You're all smart. Does anyone think the Republicans are going to all of a sudden embrace funding public school better? Of course not. They want to gut the pre-K we've just put into place with Governor Dayton. You think the Republicans are going to start wanting to fund transportation and mass transportation? Please. Their entire policy is to try to repave one parking lot in their district and act like they did something. You think they're going to do anything to fight this epidemic of gun violence in this country? No. They've already made the decision that the profit margins of the gun companies and the bullet manufacturers are more important than your child, than your wife, than your husband, than your coworkers, than your parishioners at your church, synagogue, or mosque. They've already made this decision. It's more important to make sure they're there and then just come out and say, gee willikers, I wish there was something we could do. There is something you can do. You've chosen to basically care for gun manufacturer profits over the lives of children. That's what you are. You think they're going to change? Please. I'd love to see how they're going to do it. Because right now, the only thing they've got left is magic and deception. And it's an illusion, Michael. It's an illusion. Tricks are something Republicans do for money. 952-946-6205. 951, if I can paraphrase Job. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. What do you think? Where can they go? They, because of their own strategy, have screwed themselves out of the largest metro area and largest population in the state. Good luck. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
Hi, this is Paul Metza inviting you to listen to a great new episode on the Wall of Power Radio Hour this weekend. We interview author and music critic Chris Morris about his book, Together Through Life, A Personal Journey with the Music of Bob Dylan. We talk about where he was in Chris's life when Dylan's records came out, how he related to it, and his general observations on the life and music of Bob Dylan and Chris Morris, Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday at 4 p.m. on AM 950.
November is Govember at Rudy Luther Toyota. With the end of 2018, it's time to get yourself an amazing gift, a new vehicle from Rudy Luther. Through November, get a $3,000 rebate on the Toyota Tundra pickup or $3,500 on my personal favorite, the family-friendly Sienna. Plus, check out that great selection of 2018 Tacoma pickups in stock. And the best part of Rudy Luther is the long-term relationship you'll have with their wonderful people. November is Govember at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. They've tried. I mean, take a look at Wardlow. I mean, they initially had some success at keeping Wardlow's secrets hidden. And he was just out there as, gee willikers, golly gosh, I just stumbled into the GOP nomination, but I'm nonpartisan. And then, but you see, and this is part of the problem that they have, is they lead these double lives. The last Republican you saw in a Republican environment try to correct an absolutely delusional Republican voter was John McCain, when that woman's like, I believe Barack Obama's a Muslim. And McCain just goes and rips the microphone out of her hand and says, stop that. Now McCain is vilified by the Republican Party. And the guy that they have in charge is, yeah, more about that. That's great. Because that's what they want. And so a guy like Wardlow goes and talks to a Republican group and they want to hear how he's going to fire every Democrat. And he's going to replace them with loyal Republican stooges. And all of a sudden a tape comes on out and, I don't know, I'm nonpartisan. And then comes out his work history. I'm nonpartisan. And then comes out the stories from Ryan Durant, who called up the show. And, you know, he imploded. You know, even a guy like that could not hold it together, because we are getting to be a much more intelligent voting base. And you can't just put out style. You have to have some substance. And that's why, you know, you saw a lot of these Republicans, all the Republicans in the metro area that tried to hide their party affiliation, got annihilated. You weren't fooling anyone. I mean, and because you guys haven't run any Republican in the metro area, there really isn't. Tell me right now, Hunter, can you think of one Republican who is really a state Republican who's really popular in the Twin Cities? Arnie Carlson, to a point.
Yeah.
But he's hated by the Republicans now.
And yeah, he supported Dean Phillips and a few other Democrats recently.
And they're not about to embrace him. Is there anyone from the Kurt Daut vein of this party that could run on a statewide race and get anything but scraps from the metro core and the suburbs?
The only example I'm thinking of is Scott Jensen, the senator from my district, but he's got some liberal stances, is why he's popular.
Well, like and, guns but and... he'll never win the Republican nomination.
No, yeah.
Yeah, he'll never win. He'd get trounced out before that. Julie is in Minneapolis. Let's get Julie on in here. Julie, thanks for holding.
Hi. See, Matt, I just wanted to bring up, I recall several years ago, I don't know the exact year, when the Republicans really started revving up this Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the suburbs versus small town America in outstate Minnesota. And that worked for them for a few years. But, you know, that's gotten pretty old. I know there are differences in the needs of outstate Minnesota and the Twin Cities, but I think the Democrats will be smart if they keep the idea of one Minnesota. Like, I'll just say quickly for myself, I have roots in Wilmer that go back to about the Civil War, and I still have relatives living in so-called, you know, conservative Wilmer. Same with Beaver Falls. I still have people there from way back in the day and other various parts of Minnesota. I don't want those small towns to fail. I'm kind of aware of some of the problems they have. I want them to get broadband. I want them to have good schools. And so, yeah, I really think the answer is to run a campaign the way Mr. Walz did. What do you think?
And Julie, did you hear a lot of the Democrats of the day? We lost Julie, so Julie's gone. If you heard the Democrats of the day, I'm going to go back to something that Jeff Stein says. All politics is local. And where the Republicans in the metro area got creamed was because they weren't local. They weren't championing local issues. They were basically trying to put forward this neutral, generic, I'm the candidate marketing campaign. And you're right. The small town versus metro, it works when Lakeville is voting Republican, or when Maple Grove is consistently voting Republican, or when Afton is consistently voting Republican, or as Shakopee is consistently voting Republican. You lose all those seats, and Plymouth, you lost all those seats because you might resonate somewhat still with that message, but by far, most of those communities now are bedroom communities for metro area workers. When you rail against the city versus us country folk, they're identifying with the people that you're vilifying. And that's how you're losing. Let's get a Jim in St. Paul here. We'll get him in before the break. Welcome on in, Jim.
Thank you, Matt. You know, yesterday I was so upset. I was listening to this Republican stuff all day long, and I was thinking about, you know, how dumb they were for electing these guys. This guy in Nevada that was a brothel owner, or I called him a pimp, his name was Dennis Hoff.
Yeah.
And they voted him in. And they also voted Duncan Hunter and a guy by the name of Collins, who are both under indictment.
Wait, Jim, you forget about Knobloch. He got 5,700 votes.
And that's, you know, maybe it was you that said that the other day. I was going to bring that up, too. And like I said, I'd been listening to that all day, and I was so mad. And I know I didn't come across saying it very well because I didn't identify the people, but I looked it up. And, Matt, I can't agree with you more. This is what the Republicans are doing. Is all they're doing is the politics of destruction in every field.
Well, and it is. And Jim, I appreciate it. They are broken to the core. Hunter, Stauber. Could Stauber win a statewide race? Not a chance. I can't see. What issue is he going to rally the Metro Core with?
Yeah, and he kind of barely won that, and he's very, very popular up there.
He's popular in the range, but he's popular in the range because of that kind of racist side of the Republican Party now, too.
And I was told from someone up there that came off as an extreme moderate up there, that he basically could have been a Democrat or Republican, but then he started going with Trump a bit more.
Yeah, he loves his Trump.
A lot of people had that image of him.
Yeah, he loves his Trump. I mean, Hagedorn and Emmer have no chance. Stauber, I mean, is there a mayor of Rochester's Democrat, I believe. Mayor of Moorhead's now, well, it's not party affiliation, but I think he leans more Democrat up there. I can't believe the mayor of Duluth is a Republican. I mean, St. Cloud's mayor, come on. No. Who are you going to run? Seriously, who are you? Who are even the Republicans going to run? Gazelka? I mean, now we're back to another glass of skim milk. Seriously, you Republicans have got a huge problem. You don't have anyone that appeals to the metro area. And what you just learned when you got your asses handed to you on Tuesday night is that if you can't win the metro area and the suburbs, and the suburbs, by the way, identify far more with the metro core than they do with farming communities, and if you don't have anything that appeals to them, you're done. I have no idea. When we come on back, I got to talk Trump. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'm John Peterson of Ferndale Market, and I'm the third generation to grow turkeys on our family farm in Cannon Falls. We've grown them the same way since 1939, free range and without antibiotics. We're proud of the way our turkey tastes naturally, so we don't add a thing, just 100% pure turkey. Reserve your free range Thanksgiving turkey today for pickup at our store right on the farm in scenic Cannon Falls or at one of our metro retail partners. Visit us at ferndalemarket.com for more information or to reserve your turkey today.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM950 Trusts, Snap Construction, at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
November is Govember at Rudy Luther Toyota. With the end of 2018 in sight, it's time to clear out the remaining 2018 Toyotas. Rudy Luther has huge discounts on the most popular small SUV, the RAV4, and Toyota is offering a $3,000 rebate on 2018s through November. If you want a larger SUV, try the 2018 Highlander with 0% financing for 60 months. You'll also get the Holiday Station gas discount for 3 years with purchase of a new Rudy Luther vehicle. November is Govember, so get going over to Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 94, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
By the way, I want to mention Marla Vatz, who is one of my favorite candidates we had. She took on Garofalo. She did not win, but she ran a great campaign. I hope you do run again. Marla said, don't forget that Alec drives the idea that mass transit is a no-go. We have people get and we have people that can't get to work. That's absolutely true. I mean, if you're taking any Alec money, they don't care that you just lost the Metro Corps. They're not going to let you get mass transportation in there. And reminder, this is not about a 4 years down the road. I mean, Hunter and I think, just did a fine job of explaining that you got no candidate for 4 years, and I don't know what you're going to do to change that. But you have senators all up as well. And if you are looking at the metro area and you're looking at the senators, that Republican senators that are in districts where Republicans just got creamed in the House, you've got to come up with something for the metro area. But your party's not going to allow you. Alex, not gun control? They're not going to let you do that. They're going to come on out with the hands-free cell phone bill. I did the hands-free cell phone bill. You're going to have to give us more than that. And the other problem you guys have got is, even if you do get a metro area Republican who starts having some appeal in the metro core, you still have to get that person through your primary process. And unless they're basically almost willing to put a freaking swastika on their arm, you're not going to be able to do that. Have you seen your candidates lately? Dear Lord, man. You know, you guys have got a real big problem on the Republican side. And the zealots control your processes. And at the end of the day, I have no idea how you're going to turn this around. But, you know, I'm not exactly, you know, crying about this. Programming here brought to you by EatLocalMinnesota.com. Restaurant of the week is Lowry Hill Meats. By the way, Thanksgiving. This is a fantastic day for eating. Oh, boy, I do like the eating. You can enjoy a turkey from Lowry Hill Meats, but you need to get that order on in. Go to Lowry Hill Meats. That's at 1934 Hennepin Avenue in Minneapolis. Get your turkey order in. Stop on by. Great butcher shop. Great deli as well. Great sandwiches. Stop on in. Lowry Hill Meats, the EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week. To Trump we go. I actually am concerned. Isn't it just amazing? After 2 years, we still have an administration that has not learned a damn thing from the time that they started screaming at everyone, greatest inauguration crowd of all time. They're doing this thing with the Acosta video, and they're saying, he was manhandling her. No, we've all seen the video. The intern was trying to rip the microphone out of Jim Acosta's hand. You have an altered, doctored video, which you got from InfoWars, and that is what you're trying to put out there as fact. And it's not true. And yet, just like inauguration crowd sizes, they're trying to scream. They think that if they scream it loud enough and long enough, it becomes true. And that's not how reality works. I'm actually very concerned about our president's mental health right now. This week has clearly broken him. Not only did you have the press conference where the Acosta incident happened, which, by the way, that was one of about 50 insane things that went on in that one. He just had another press conference today. He's unraveling. He is absolutely unraveling. And just the entire time it's, you know, no, I'm not, you are. I mean, that's his entire presidency right now. He gets caught red-handed in lies. He doesn't know he can't remember what the heck he's done. And then there's this little gem. Well, two gems. Did you see he might actually fire Zinke before the Democrats can investigate him? There's Ryan Zinke, the Interior Secretary, is one of the looniest freaking secretaries I've ever seen in my life. Every picture of this guy looks like it's a staged bit, like he's from Kids in the Hall or something. He's a character from there. And you know, there's the picture that rides with it. It looks like he's wearing a Boy Scout outfit and he's waving a flag back and forth. He's like, you know, how you didn't fire him the minute he wanted his own personal flag on top of the Interior Department, I don't know. But that was one story. Donald President, this is from the liberal rag, the Wall Street Journal. Those liberals at the Wall Street Journal. Yeah. President Donald Trump was involved in nearly every step of hush money arrangements with multiple women who claimed they had sexual affairs before he became president. The Wall Street Journal reported this on Friday. The newspaper, citing dozens of interviews and documents, also reported that Trump may have violated federal campaign finance laws through his participation in the deals. Trump has denied knowing about the $130,000 payment made to Stormy Daniels, the adult film star and director who alleges she had sex with Trump in 2006. Daniels is currently suing Trump and Michael Cohen, his former personal attorney, in connection with the nondisclosure agreement, barring her from discussing the alleged tryst. Trump has denied he had sex with Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford. Cohen pleaded guilty in August to campaign finance violations and admitted that he had made payments to two women at the direction of a candidate for political office. The payments were made to influence the outcome of the 2016 presidential election, Cohen said. Cohen's lawyer, Lanny Davis, said at the time that Donald Trump directed Cohen to commit crimes by making payments to two women for the principal purpose of influencing an election. Davis declined CNBC's request for comment. The Journal reported that Trump has, a presidential candidate, directed deals in phone calls and meetings related to the women with Cohen. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan, which prosecuted Cohen, has reportedly also collected evidence of Trump's involvement in the agreements. Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, told CNBC that the Journal story confirms what we've been saying all along. In subsequent tweet, Avenatti wrote, in light of the sworn testimony and evidence relating to the payment of my client and Trump's involvement, confirming in our allegations, we are calling for an immediate indictment of the president. No one is above the law in the United States, neither the White House nor Trump's lawyer, Jay Sekulow. Sekulow immediately returned CNBC's request to comment on the report. The Journal's story begins with an antidote about Trump meeting with friend American media chief executive David Pecker in Trump Tower in New York City in 2015. You know, it's when the real names in this story. Okay, yeah, sure, why not? I guess so. The report says Trump asked Pecker what he could do to help Trump's presidential campaign. Pecker then offered to have his supermarket tabloid newspaper, the National Enquirer, buy the silence of women if they tried to publicize sexual encounters with Mr. Trump. The Journal reported Pecker's company later paid a Playboy model, Karen McDougal, $150,000 in return for her story. The Journal said that payment was made after Mr. Trump asked Mr. Pecker to quash McDonald's story, McDougal's story. McDougal was freed from her non-disclosure contract with American Media in April following a lawsuit in which she claimed that Pecker's company, misled her about the terms of the agreement. Trump's role in arranging the payoffs to Daniels and McDougal are detailed in an indictment that the federal prosecutors in Manhattan were preparing to file against Cohen at the time he pleaded guilty. Since that plea, Cohen has met with prosecutors in Manhattan, as well as with investigators from the office of special counsel Robert Mueller, who is investigating Trump's campaign collusion with the Russians. Those would be law-breaking. I don't think that Trump's going to make it to 2019. I don't think he is. And I think that he's going to... He's frantically trying to kill all this now because he knows. And I think what he's thinking he can do is that if he buries the Mueller investigation, he basically, and throws that all out, that he can go to the Democrats and say, hey, there's no investigation, there's nothing you can do, and that the Democrats are going to buy that? The Democrats are going to say, okay, well, I guess Russia interfering with our election is not an important thing. No, they'll start their own investigation. And then they're going to probably hire a lot of the people that were involved with Mueller's investigation to, I don't know, speed up the process. And as they've already said, they're going to invite Robert Mueller. If they dare fire Robert Mueller, they're going to invite Robert Mueller to testify on television in the House about what he knew and his investigation. Plus the fact that it's not clear whether or not this Lex Luthor cosplay dude that's running the Department of Justice now, whether or not he can actually stop the Mueller investigation, really. I mean, they say that he really doesn't have the authority to do so. And henceforth, and it doesn't sound like, by the way, I heard a report that Mueller is basically not even returning his calls at this point. I don't know if that's true, but yeah. I don't think Mueller is the kind of guy you kind of jerk around. I think Trump's coming to the end of this sanity, that he thought that this was going to be like television, that he does a TV show, they give him a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Only this time it's one of the memorials at the on the Washington Mall or a head carving at Rushmore. He didn't think that this job was that tough. He clearly doesn't understand the complexities of this job in any capacity, shape, or form. And I think every day he gets madder and madder because what do you mean I need to know about earthquakes? What do you mean I need to know about Estonia's trade issues? What do you mean I need to know about malnourishment rates of minority children under the age of 5? He's so ill-prepared to do this job. He's not having a good time. It's a lot of his friends and family are looking at legitimate jail time if this Mueller probe goes the way it looks like it's going to go. And so he's caught between a rock and a hard place. Either he leaves office and potentially subjects his family to criminal charges and convictions. Maybe he has a deal with Pence to do Jerry Ford and offer pardons. But that you'll never be able to wipe that stink away. Ford was never able to wipe that stink away. You also even think Penn starts pardoning Donald Jr. and Steve Bannon and Trump himself, that you're going to be able to kind of just sweep that under the rug? Or he stays in office and he waits for the Democrats to start picking him apart from the U.S. House. He has a no-win situation. My gut feeling is he tries to... His only real way out at this point is to leave office. This is why I keep saying this. He, at Christmas time, could call up the Republican House and the Senate. I mean, Speaker, it'll still be Speaker Ryan. It'll still be Leader McConnell saying, here's the deal. I'm going to take my tax returns. I'm going to take all the Mueller investigation stuff. I'm going to lock it into my private files, and I'm going to resign this office, and no one can touch that stuff for 75 years, right? Right? Good. And he'll walk out of there and act as if, see, nothing ever bad happened. The Democrats forced me out. I'm going to move on. And he'll probably leave the country. I still don't think that will stop the prosecutions. Once again, as this story talks about, it talks about the Manhattan prosecutor, the district attorney down there. He has jurisdiction, and the president cannot pardon himself from state crimes. I don't see any other way outside for Trump out of this outside of him resigning his office prior to the Democratic House taking over. And if you look at Trump in these last few days, I think this is getting to him. It's getting to him hard. And I think this is only going to get worse. I mean, he's going to be like that guy on Network by the time, you know, we get to Christmas. So we'll have to see. A message for the veterans when I do return. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
At Burger Mo's, Mondays no longer need to be a drag. Dine on the beautiful patio for Burger Monday Madness every Monday after 4 p.m., where you can order any burger and fries off menu for just $6. Not valid on Excel event evenings. Burger Mo's offers 20 fresh, never frozen burger varieties, as well as delicious appetizers, soups, salads, and unburgers, dogs, paninis, shakes, and desserts. Located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul, with plenty of free parking, and online at burgermo's.com.
Be sure to pick up your copy of this month's Natural Awakenings magazine, a free local guide to a healthier and more balanced life. Each monthly issue includes timely, local, national, and global stories. Learn about alternative and complementary medicine, nutrition, fitness for body and mind, personal growth, sustainability, and much more. Natural Awakenings can be found at area health food stores, food co-ops, and retail locations. More information is available at naturaltwincities.com. That's naturaltwincities.com.
Enjoy the tradition of the Thanksgiving buffet at the Park Tavern. Come enjoy the feast on the 22nd. Roast turkey with stuffing, potatoes and gravy, cranberry sauce, salad sides, and the delicious desserts. And don't forget the hour of free bowling. Seatings are from 11 till 3, but because of the popularity, you'll need reservations. $20.95 for adults, seniors $14.95, kids 6 to 12, $10.95, and 5 and younger are free. Call 952-929-6810 or go to parktavern.net. This Thanksgiving, be thankful for the Park Tavern, Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And I'm Jake DeRoff.
We're the hosts of the Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Steve, what are we going to talk about this week?
Are they finally ripping up the regulations around the big banks? Why is there more single female homeowners versus males? And one-third of people are using their credit cards for home renovations. Is this a good idea?
Check us out for more information and email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to the Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
There are lots of ways to stay comfortable in a Minnesota winter. Hot Cocoa Warm Socks and Standards Winter Comfort Sale, where you can save up to $2,090 on a brand new 96% energy efficient furnace. There's also great deals on a variety of other furnaces and boilers. Don't wait. Unlike winter, these deals end November 30th. Learn more about Standard's Winter Comfort Sale at standardheatingdeals.com/radio. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, comfort you deserve.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Sunday, the 11th, is Veterans Day. Once again, a big salute to all the veterans out there, for all that are serving right now, for all that did serve, and to all the family members of those who did serve, and as well to the family members of soldiers we lost in the field of combat. All my best and a happy Veterans Day. Thank you very much for your sacrifice. That is very well appreciated. Here is my annual plea for you. I will vote for any candidate. I don't care what party they're from. You can be a Republican. If you champion these four things for veterans, and by the way, one of the reasons why I like Tim Walz a lot is he's pretty close on a lot of these. He is pretty darn close when it comes to veterans issues. I've talked to a very few politicians who even get one or two of these close. I like Tim Walz. I got to tell the truth. I liked Al Franken. Al Franken was much more of a pro-veteran politician when he was in office as well. Here are the four things. Number one, that any soldier or veteran can walk into any medical facility in this country and get treated. Not at the exorbitant rates, but at U.S. government rates, regardless. It should be part of the licensing of any medical establishment. This is not just for the major hospitals in any major metro area or the medical clinics in rural America. Even like specialty clinics, like a skin clinic in Edina. that if there's a soldier that comes back from Afghanistan and because of their tour of duty, they got some skin conditions that they need to get checked out, they should be able to walk into the most prestigious skin clinic in Edina without right down the street and get the medical service they need. Doesn't matter. You should stop making veterans go hundreds of miles for medical care. They should be able to walk into their nearest facility and get the treatment that they need. And that includes mental health treatment. I think we all learned this week how important it is we're treating people with post-traumatic stress syndrome. And I think that it's long overdue that we get the medical care for these soldiers, for these veterans that they deserve. That's number one. Number two, free college at any state university. Now, I'm not talking about room and board and their books, but the tuition, free. The tuition, they can use the GI Bill for the room and board. But if you go, and here's where I'll make a little bit of a concession. If you are if you're in the military and you're not in a combat zone, you can't get that after 4 years. You get that after six. But I think there's a heck of a lot of people in the United States of America who would gladly go serve 6 years in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, or Coast Guard. They would serve for 6 years if they knew they would have free college tuition at a college that accepted them because of their grades. Anywhere, any state college, you can get in. That's free tuition for you. That's number two. Number three, job placement for life for any veteran. Job placement for life for any veteran. And number four, any veteran or any family of a veteran we've lost in the field of combat, do not make them jump through hoops. Make sure they get the benefits that they have earned without jumping through hoops, without having to drive 300 miles to the nearest VA center. We have the ability to do this, and we just don't do it. They make a call, they need something, they're having a problem with their payment or an account or a benefit that they have earned, then they should have someone at their beck and call being able to help them. Absolutely. Those four things. If you're a Republican and you champion those four things, I'll even campaign for you. And it's got to be those four things. Healthcare for any veteran at any medical facility in this country. And by the way, that goes for anyone that gets benefits as a spouse. Free college tuition to any state college. And once again, that's free if you are in a combat zone or if you are in a non-combat situation, you serve 6 years. Job placement for life and absolutely zero hoops to jump through when it comes to getting the benefits that they have earned. That, in my mind, is the least we can do. The least we can do. It is the least we can do. Renee in Maple Grove, I am not going to have time to get your call. Thank you for holding. I appreciate it. Call back on Monday. We'll try to take your call there. Or you can stick around. You guys in here after this?
Doug's in.
Doug Pageant's in next, so make sure you stay for that. Have a wonderful Veterans Day. Drive safe out there. Have a great weekend. We're back on Monday. Till then, see ya.